Late again, as usual. So then that's not late because that's what I do. Well, let me just get a safe here and we can start.
You're not coming all the way
Yeah, Bissada is good. Okay, Perek Vav. So we said the two primary relationships that HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines with us, the relationship of Bnei Bechor Yisrael, we saw already, we started seeing. Just let's switch that off. Yofi. Okay. Then we started last week dealing with Rayasi. That's the spouse. And we started referring to Shir HaShirim. We said that that's Kulu Sod, Kulu Raz, Kulu Hidden. Dvarim sure we can't even begin to even get to the bottom of the feet of those subjects. Aval, we have to understand what we can understand. We have to try what Chazal teaches. We have to go and understand it. So the first Yesod we came out with, this is where we come on, let's go, but you've probably forgotten since last Thursday what we said. So we said that Kadosh Baruch Hu Borev Tevi V'Chasod Avam Samach Tes Kasher Itanu Mo B'Keshen Nisuin. Hashem bound us to him with what's called a marriage. Keshen Nisuin. How does that mitpate? How does that express itself? We'll see. But Taralish L'Shabes Ha'izen Nishtamish B'Marshal. To try and just get to understand this a little bit, we'll use a marshal. We spoke, the marshal we brought was, that's a very big godel. The godel ador, the tzaddik ador, mefusim begadlis, the poisek, everything, yeah, is a moedika goin otsum. But however big he is, if he wants to get married, he's got to marry a wife. He's got to find a woman. He's got to get married. He wants to build a family. He's got to get married. That could be that his wife is not going to be like him. She's not going to be this big godel like him. She might be much less than him. Maybe more than him. I don't know. But it's quite possible that she'll be much less than him. He has to marry a woman. Chazal say this. Nachis darge nosif itatoch. Go down a step, go down a darge and marry a woman. Nachis darge, but say sishtucha, kach kivyochel noir kosh bochel. That's how kosh bochel was noig with us. Kosh bochel kivyochel stepped off his throne, he stepped off his high place, and he married us. Much lower than him. V'chein muva v'chazal. Rabbi Shmuel ben Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman. V'shash shabo kosh bo chazoylem nisa v'shiyelo dira b'tachtoinim. The Midrash says that a kosh bo when he created the world, he had a taiva, a desire for a dira in the tachtoinim, somewhere where he could dwell in the lower worlds. So luna mikra shakosu v'yevshel aloim rei. How can you say such a thing? Aval zevo shteit, what can I do? Hashem wants to build a house and he wants a bais. He wants a home down here in the lower world. To do that, you need a wife. I mean, this sounds ridiculous, but we have to start somewhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. That's the first word in Chumash, by the way. The first word in Chumash contains all of this. Why did Hashem create the world? Bishvil Reishis. Reishis, that's the first Rashi in Chumash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for me. Reishis, for Klal Yisrael. That was the whole Tachlis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Klal Yisrael to be Rayosi, to be his spouse. For Sada. Anu nivna lo ba'is dira b'tachtoinim kviyochul. Nido yachad imoy k'derech shish v'isha darim yachad. We live down here with a Kosh Baruch Hu, the same way that Efsha Akshav Lefrich. Ot chetzi sha. Lo, b'emtze shir, lo mafrim shirim. Achrei shiu. Toda. Ve'es anachnu gomrim, mochan ledabe etcha. So, a Kosh Baruch Hu chose us to be his wife, and he lives down here in this lower world. Husband and wife, that's how we live together. In such a way, you can come to a level of closeness, of kirva, of dveikus, that there's no way to describe that. This darga that a marriage can bring a person to, Ve'yela bosa echod, become bosa echod, that you can come to kaviyochol in the dveikus we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nagiel metzias achas mamash. One metzias. Zeh kesha hadveikus ha'otzum shezechinu loy. That's the unbelievable dveikus that Klal Yisrael has been zoichetu. Now, obviously, this needs explanation. We haven't really added anything. In our understanding, all we've managed to do here is just put the words on the table, but the words themselves don't mean that much. They need to be understood, but at least we had the courage to say the words. The words need to be said sometimes, even though the words seem a bit bizarre. B'talich ha'nisuin, sh'nerach b'klal Yisrael, mitzim shloish shlovim. The whole sugya of Basa Echad, he deals with in much longer detail in Chelek Beis, in Chelek Gimel actually, where he deals with marriage and what it means, Basa Echad. Just even for us in marriage, we don't know Mazeh Basa Echad. Certainly when it comes to deal with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mazeh Basa Echad. But both these things have one thing in common. The relationship we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the relationship you have with your spouse, both started with us being the same thing. We are a chelek elokam imal. Where do we come from? We come from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We got separated in order to be able to earn what we're supposed to earn and do what we're supposed to do. The same as a husband and a wife. Husband and a wife were at some time one neshama, and they got separated. Their jobs to come back together again. So you see the same dynamic happening there. We'll speak about that more. I'm just putting that in place now just to give us a little bit of a tfisa. How's it shaykh for me to be dovuk in a Kodesh Baruch Hu? There's a bichlal lo min b'minoy. There's bichlal no shaykhs. None of these are shaykhs. You chelek elakam imal. You have a chelek. You have a chelek of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is us. We are part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But tzelem elokim. We are a chelek of Hashem. The same way as a husband and a wife. They're two parts of the same chelek. The one neshama that got separated and got told to get back together again. That's because you can't give to yourself. To give, there has to be a separation between the giver and the taker. Anyway, that's another discussion, but I'm just pointing out that similarity. You see, there is something doing there. Okay. The talich of marriage in the Jewish process, there are three levels, three stages. A shlava rishon hu avot, haskomas shnei hatzadim litnase ze leze, ulo kareis b'nei bris. The vot, what we call today the tnaim, maybe there's a haskama to get married. That's the beginning of the process. Achrei avod megia shlav ha'erusin. Then there's the erusin, what we call kiddushin. Ulachreim bo shlav ha'chupe v'yichud ichud. Then there's the chupe and the yichud, what we call nisuin. Medube beichud amiti upnimi ben shnei chelke neshamah shenoidim lechatchile liyois muchodim val yedei nisuin haim choizm liyois neshamah achas. The yichud that takes place under the chuppah, the yichud room, wherever you pass it according to different rishonim, lechatchile they were joined together, and now they're coming back to be one neshamah. They were one neshamah. They got separated, and in the yichud, what's happening in the yichud room? That's being meyached again. Those two neshamas, or half the neshamas, are coming back together again. The way they were in the oitza neshamas, in the storehouse where the neshamas are kept, they were one. L'kod echad mishleises ha'shlovim yeshlav makbil b'seder nesuin ube krisis habris shabin Yisrael akala leben ha'kosh baruch ha'chosim. These three stages that you see between a chosin and a kala, we see manifested in three events, three stages of the relationship between a Kodesh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. Kamo shetiknu chachomim levarach makadesh amo Yisrael al edei chupa v'kiddushin, v'mashmoy satvorim hi, she'ashem makadesh es amo Yisrael, v'ahim hoifchim l'reyose. Kodesh Baruch is makadeshas, he does kiddushin, he makes the kinyan, and we become, kaviyochol, his spouse. So let's go through the different stages and see where these manifested and how these worked. B'bris bein ha'besorim HaKadosh Baruch Hu hishtadech keviyochol im Avram Avinu. It started at the bris bein ha'besorim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, made a commitment to enter into a covenant with Avram Avinu. Shneim kol su bris zuim zeim zeh. They entered into a covenant. Avraham Avinu ishtabed mitzido el Hashem shehu abonav achorav ishtadu b'kol koichem la'evi esabri el ishlemusay. Avraham Avinu committed himself and all his generations after him via Yitzchak and Yaakov, to bring the world to its finest shleimus. Leman mataraz zu hu mukhanim lakayim es kol asher yivakesh mehem hachosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To achieve that goal, they are prepared. Avraham Avinu was prepared to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him to do. Whatever Hashem asks us to do, we have to do. That's our commitment to Hashem. They won't ever weaken their imuna and the relationship they had with the chosen ever. No matter how tough the going gets, no matter how hard it is, no matter all the problems, we will not swap and go after other gods and whatever. We'll stay loyal and true to Hashem. Faithful. Imuna, faithful. That was the commitment to Avraham Avinu. Whatever Hashem asks us to do, we'll do. And no matter how hard it gets, we'll stay faithful to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzidoi, if there's a covenant, there's two people here. Yeah? There's two sides. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzidoi yishtabed lekalosoi, Knes Yisrael, ki lo yamiram velo yachlifam b'shum uma acheres. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the Kala that he won't ever swap or take another nation. He won't be swapped. Only Klal Yisrael is the Am Segula, and only they will be able to fulfill and ultimately bring the Bria to its Tachlis. They are what is going on here? Sorry. No, it's my diary telling me that I have a Zoom shiur starting in half an hour. So it's probably still on the old clock, whatever, but it has to take over the whole screen. You know? So it's only Klal Yisrael that the Bria, the Tachlis of the Bria, can be fulfilled with. And you see that again. That's the first word in the Torah. That the Gaon says, the old Torah, you can see in the first word of Breishis. Breishis, Bishvil Reishis. Reishis is Klal Yisrael, Reishis is Torah. That's what the world is created for me. When you go outside at night on a dark night and you see the Milky Way and you see the unbelievable stars and you see the sun coming in the morning and you see millions and billions of stars, most of them much, much bigger than the Earth we live on, dimensions of unbelievable magnitude. And you must tell yourselves, the Bishvili, for me. Hashem did that all for me because that's how much he loves me. Anyway, that's the commitment, that's the vote, let's say, that took place at the Brisbane Masorim. Avraham Avinu committed to enter into this relationship, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu committed to enter into this relationship, each bringing with whatever they mechayev themselves to bring to the relationship. Okay. Toch kedei krisis bris in Masorim. But dear Kodesh Bavram Lavram Avinu, dear Teda, ki ger ye zera be'eretz lolehem, v'avdim ve'ino oisam abba mot shana. Normally at the vote, they give presents, right? The chosin and the kala, they give each other presents. Yeah, Hashem gave Avram Avinu a gewaldika present. He told him, you must know, you do a Teda. You must know for sure, Teda from Das, get this into your kishkas, become one with this understanding that your descendants are going to be tortured for 400 years in a land they don't know. A gewaldika present, you know. Will you please marry me? And if you marry me, I promise you I'll send your children into 400 years of Gehenna. You know, wow, thank you so much. That was tutsto. Anyway, that's what Hashem said. Inyan zeh lochayre tabur, v'ayni da'ka shalayla, mekubul shalifnei ha-chatuna. Ha-chosen shalech la-kala, so yisavlaynes v'doyraynes, that the chosen sends the kala before the wedding. He sends a present, gifts. You know, on the Shabbos Ofruf, she gets flowers that you can fill a forest with her, you know, Gewaldike Prachim, and you know, she sent him in it. Vilukan, but not Shilachosen, v'ovdim v'ino, isam abba matshana. The present that Hashem gives to the Kaleya is 400 years of torture in Mitzrayim. Gewaldik. Are you talking? What's going on here? Haramchal maver, shalitim b'nei zug, nikalim b'vikuchim ulemirivot. It happens sometimes that a couple can get into arguments and complaints and fighting. The husband can turn around and say, listen, there's a mekach tos. I had no idea what I was marrying. You know, if I knew that she was brain dead, if I knew that she was whatever, she was schizophrenic or whatever, I would never have married her. I don't know what I was getting into, but I don't know. There's no way I would have done this. It's impossible. The person I married isn't the person that I got engaged to. She was pretending to be somebody she's not. He didn't marry her. Therefore, it's a mekach tos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael, the descendants of Avram Avinu, put them in Mitzrayim. They went into this terrible, awesome Golus, and there they got Memte Sharei Tuma. They had no more of the glory, of the beauty, of the Tiferes that they had from their fathers. Klal Yisrael were completely Shakoi Memshesh Taris Tuma. You couldn't recognize them for Yidden anymore. In the guf and in the ruchnias, they were completely under the shibud of Mitzrayim and of Mitzrikait. It's in that matzav, rock bottom, that's when Hashem says, come be my wife. Hashem says, I remember the Gevaldik chesed, the love, the you followed me to the midbar, fine, Gevaldik. Now, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying when he takes Klal Yisrael in that matzav? Achosan machriz bezois. Lekachti etchem li la'am, kishehitim b'medrega anamucha b'yoysa. I took you to be my people when you were on the lowest possible level. B'matzav ha'yirud b'yoysa. Shuv lo'icha letoyin ki ha'yekan mekachtos. You've just blocked the excuse, the escape hatch to mekachtos. You can't turn as a mekach tos. Had I known Klal Yisrael was such a low life, whatever, Baba, I never married her. What do you mean? You took her when she was at her worst. She couldn't get worse. You see that? When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, we were mem teshari tuma. We couldn't get lower. Say, so can he tie a mekach tos now? No. When you take somebody who's at the peak and they're looking gavaldic and they look all beautiful and wonderful, and afterwards you realize it was a mask. You know, the makeup can make, yeah. So then you can tie a mekach tos. If I knew that she looked like that, or if I knew that she behaved like that, if I knew she didn't have any seichel, I didn't marry Eldas that. But when you take somebody who's at their worst, absolute worst, you can't tie a mekach tos anymore. Yeah.
But now, what's going on in the world, the chain of where we're holding is higher than that.
I don't know. I never said that. I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about then. Don't stop bringing me. What's going on now? I don't know what's going on now. Today could be Hamishim Sharei Tuma. That's brought down. The Maharal says that the door before Mashiach will be on Chamishim Sharei Tuma. It'll be the descendants of those neshamas, the Gilgum of those neshamas that never came out of Mitzrayim because they got to Memte Sharei Tuma. They fell. They couldn't come out anymore. So you'd have to get out of this Golus. But you say that if you're on Memte Sharei Tuma, you can't come out. Once a Jew falls into Nun Sharei Tuma, he can't come out. Says the Maharal, that was before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, you can get out of Nun Sharei Tuma through the Torah. And that's what we see today. We see a total generation that is, I don't know, I can't judge. I don't know what's Nun Sharei Tuma, Memte Sharei Tuma, but we're pretty low. I mean, we're the bottom of the feet. We dry bones today. Could be that's what we are today. I don't know, but I'm not discussing now. I'm discussing then. Memte Sharei Tuma, that according to our approach, is the lowest you can get. So when Hashem took Klal Yisrael at Memte Sharei Tuma, he can't tie anymore, Mekach Tos, because you knew what you were getting involved in. When he took Klal Yisrael, he said, Memte Sharei Tuma. So don't tell me you didn't know what you were getting. You took her then. That when he was machris. I'm taking you now. Therefore, Mekach Tos is not available anymore. The Mata Midrega Zula Oilam Lo Tigiu. Vezu Kavonas Divra Kodesh Baruch Hu Bris Ben Besorim. That was a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kavona when he told Avram Avinu, Ve'ovdim Ve'inu Yisam Avim Ot Shana. Dehainu B'matzav Zeh Ekach Oysam Lila Am. You must know, Avram Avinu, I'm promising you now, that when I take them, that's forever. You know why? Because they're going to go into Golus. They're going to go through 400 years, 210 years, whatever, of Golus. They're going to hit Memte Sharei Tuma, and then I'll take them out because then afterwards I can't say Mekach Tos. That was the matana that he gave Avram Avinu. He proved that this is forever. So that was the first slav, the Mizbris Ben Abasorim. That was the Haskoma to enter into this eternal relationship.
And Rav, that's without us saying because we have no idea why he had to do it that way. I mean, why did we have to suffer for so long for him to give Avram such a thing? Why couldn't
okay, we just, you're right. We scratched on the surface. Yeah, Metzeshem, we'll see later. He's going to come back to this. We'll see there also. There's a Gavaldi Kamaral that explains what because Avraham Avinu says Bema Neda. This was an answer to a question. When Avraham Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I know? When Hashem tells him you're gonna your children will inherit the land and da 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 and the way, and so Avraham Avinu says, how do I know? So then Hashem says, you must know that your children are gonna go 400 years, whatever. People usually learn that as a punishment. Avraham Avinu asks us, how do you know? We showed a lack of imun on his level, whatever, and therefore Hashem punished them 400 years. That's what they got. The Maharal points out it wasn't a punishment. Avraham Avinu was asking, I'm going to the Olsugya now because there's a Murkav, but just the Tamtzis. Is Avraham Avinu wasn't asking, how do I know that you're going to keep your word, Hashem? I mean, Hashem says, this is what's going to happen. You say to him, how do I know? I mean, like, bring a surety. You know, Avraham Avinu knew if Hashem said it, that's it. He wasn't asking, how do I know that you're going to keep your word? Avraham Avinu said, how do I know that they'll earn it? The same way as I earned it. How did Avraham Avinu get to where he got to? Because he worked hard. He went through 10 tests. He had to earn it. Because he understood why the world was created. He understood Oilam Chesed Yibone, that the ultimate chesed is you earn it, you don't get it for free, like we've been speaking about. So Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I know that they'll earn it? Maybe they won't earn it and then they won't deserve it. Not that you won't keep your word, but maybe they won't do what they're supposed to do to earn it. So Hashem said, don't worry, they're going to go through all the nisoinis that you went through, they're going to go all the tortures you went through, whatever, and then I'll take them. You'll see, I call you a besed, I'll tidag. It wasn't a punishment. But that's a big sugya, Nachinami. The whole sugya of the Bisban and Besorim is beyond our comprehension. What happened there? Anybody understand what happened there? You're shechting, cutting animals in half and making rows. And I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff here which I'm not prepared to go into. But the two votes, yeah, the first vote is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't taine anymore mekachtos. And Avraham Avinu was maskim to this relationship. It wasn't Hashem imposed the relationship on Avraham. Avraham Avinu maskim. There was a bris. It was a covenant. If you want to know what Torah is, what Judaism is, it's not a religion. It's a covenant. It's a bris. It's a contract. It's a two-way thing. You have to perform. I have to perform. There's mutual obligations here. So that's when it started. That was the beginnings of what this thing called Judaism is. השלב השני כביכול האירוס אין בלן כלל ישראל לקודש ברוך השם יסברך חייצי אס קלוס המתוך סבלס מצרים באויסס ובמייסים ותיח לו והריסטיך לי לא אילום. והאירוס אין הסבר הקודש ברוך הוא כלל ישראל על מצרים, out of the suffering of Mitzrayim, with unbelievable miracles and גילויים, השם was מגלה and unbelievable upheavals in the world, and השם turned around to כלל ישראל and said, I will betroth you to me forever. וכאן ואילך הם נחשובים לעם הנבחר, והם מיוחדים רק לשם ולא לגוי רמחה. Now, Klal Yisrael is completely under Hashem's guidance. They're completely, completely unique and set aside for Kodesh Baruch Hu and nothing else. Avdiyahem ולא עבודים לעבודים. They are my avodim now, Hashem says, and they're not avodim to avodim. Nobody else controls what happens to Klal Yisrael now, only Hashem. Not Trump, not Biden, not nobody. I decide what happens to Klal Yisrael now. Hashem says, you're completely under my control. You're not even under the control of the stars anymore. The mazalos, lo kashulachim, you're above the mazalos. That's what Hashem showed Avraham Avinu also. You're above, step outside, go out of the marechet of the mazalos and the world of teva. You live above teva. You live in the teva, but above the teva. That's Klal Yisrael. To live above the teva when you're not in teva, that's easy. To be in the Teva and above the Teva. That's the work of a Yid. That needs a Jewish cop to do that. But that's what Hashem happened. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's when that happened. Okay, and then the third phase is the Chuppah. Hashlav HaShlishi Hu Shlav HaChuppah Hu Ma'amad HaSinai Shebo Nema V'yered Hashem Al HaSinai. K'chosen HaYetzi Likras Kala. That's Mefurash Rashi in Chumash. If you're having trouble with the Moshel, yeah. It's a Rashi in Chumash, in Shmois. V'yered Hashem al ha'asinai. Rashi says, K'choson ha'yetzi likras kala. Like a choson goes forward to meet his kala. Under the chuppah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'v'yochol nosen gam tabat kiddushin l'Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the ring of the kiddushin to Klal Yisrael. Einem luchos habris. That's the shnei luchoy sabris. Asoras adibra shein hamitzus. Shein tamtzis kol ha'tura kulei. Because in the shnei luchoy, in the Asoras adibra is the entire Torah. The entire Torah is in the Asara Dibros. Kushvagale says, Neinu Agoin Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Chova, Zatzal. If you can understand Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Chova, I once said a Chavrusa with a very Choshev of Talmud Chochem, a Svadisha, so he knew Kabbalah, he knew stuff. Okay? We said we're going to learn Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac's got a cipher called Pischa Sharim. We sat down like 3 times to learn it. I can't tell you what we learned because I never understood it. He told me he doesn't understand what he's talking about, and we stopped and we went back to learning Nefesh HaChaim. I'm going through the Tabas Seif on Breishis now, and he quotes Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Chover a lot. So obviously Rabbi Israel had some sheikhs to him. I'm sorry I never knew, because then I would have asked him maybe to learn it with me, because it's mamash. Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Chover was one of the Talmud and Mevokim of the Vilna Goyim. He was a very close Talmud in Kabbalah of the Goyin, and he was unbelievable, but I never understood anything he said. So I don't know if I understand what's going to be said here now, but I'll just, Rabbi Zil obviously understood what Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac was saying, because he quotes him a lot. It says like this, Gemara Gala, as his name, are going Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Chover Zatzal, Vazeli Shoina. Vu Kesha Ha'amitz V'Hachazak Shinizkotshi Yisrael Lo Yisbaroch La'Rusas B'matn Torah. There was the deep and strong relationship, Kesha, that Hashem joined us with him when he was Makadosh Klal Yisrael, La Arusa, the Matan Torah. That when became and that's when the Erusin took place. And that's a marshal for the ring that's put on the finger. Kesha haluchos. That's the Kesha of the Luchos. Shebona Chokoi Yud Hadibros. That's where the 10 Dibros were engraved on. Shem Ksuvim Be'etzpe Elokim. Talking about Luchos Rishon, yeah. They were written with the finger, the etzba of Hashem. V'nosnom hu yisbarach l'Yisrael ala etzba. And they were given to Klal Yisrael on the finger, whatever that means, k'mo shenema. B'ni shomu imre u'mitzvoisai k'shorim al etzboisaych kosfam al luach libcho. It's quoting something, I don't know what it is, but anyway, that's the lotion that it uses there. That you'll tie this to your finger, and it will be written on the tablets of your heart. Ma'amar ha'chupa hazeh mugda benusach ha'paiten elyoinim sosu v'tachtoinim ilzu b'kabolas teira ha'ksuvim isinai tokale ma'od nisale. The whole ma'amar ha'sinai in the literature, in the poetics of the generations has been medamit to a chasana. The appearance of the color was unbelievably elevated. The Kabbalah Yom Zeh Asaras Adibros, and that's the Kabbalah Yom Zeh Asaras Adibros, where we received on that day the ten Dibros that were written on the Luchos. It's Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Chava's Magzor on Shavuos. If you want to go have a look at it, you're welcome to. Like I told you, Lo Yada Ma'u Medaber. That's what state. I can't help that. Okay, so we'll deal with this tomorrow. We'll go into this again. We'll see when the Nisun took place. You should have a question now. 1 second. We've had 4 stages now. We had the Vort, and then we had what looked to be the Erusin, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and now we have Matan Torah, which seems to be another Erusin. Where's the Nisun taking place? The Tabat is at the Kiddushin. Why is that happening at Mount Sinai? And where's the Nisuin? So we'll see the Nisuin is Hakagigis. We'll get them at Hashem tomorrow. In the meantime, I have to stop here because it's late.
What is the name
called? Tov. Okay, let me just switch off here. Beseder, Rabosa, have a wonderful day.
Take care.
Anybody want to pop in and say hello? You're welcome to. We even give you free coffee and whatever. Gets a bit lonely after a while. It's a big place and there's about 5.5 people here. So. Please feel free to pop in and say hello whenever you want. It'll be nice to see everybody. You too, Manashi. Don't be hiding away there up in the beachfront there, you know, having a nice time, whatever, while we're suffering down here. Okay. Sei gesund.
I'm behind you.